Trinada Pisunichena, Tadad Ibasahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kitaniya Sadahari, Harinama, Harinama, Harinamai Vakivalam, Kalo Nastiva Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranyata. We are studying Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. This is the 28th session that we have had on this chapter. We left off on text number 146. If you're ready to proceed, please utter Lord Chaitanya's name, Gauranga. Very good. One's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, activities in terms of that relationship, and the ultimate goal of life, to develop love of God. These three subjects are explained in every aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, for they form the culmination of entire Vedanta philosophy. So this statement by Lord Chaitanya is very significant. So one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as sambandha. That's the first step. The next one, abhideya, activities in terms of that relationship. And then the third, prayojana, the ultimate goal to develop love of Godhead. So this is what, according to Lord Chaitanya, this is what the Vedanta Sutra is explaining. And later on, when Lord Chaitanya is preaching to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he will say, actually, these three things, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana, this is the only three things the Vedas are teaching. This is what the Vedas are actually teaching, these three things. So this is a very significant point. Again, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. Just like an example can be given, you know, from Indian culture, maybe even in some of your cases, but certainly true in previous times. The young boy and young girl, the marriage was arranged. And perhaps maybe they met once before the marriage and that was it. Sometimes, not even that. They met on the wedding day. So in the beginning, there's no love. But once there is service, they render services, gradually attachment develops. And if they remain chaste to each other, then real love will grow. So much love, we have the classic examples of how Gandhari, when Dhritarashtra burned his fire up by mystic yoga, she also voluntarily entered the flames, feeling intense separation. We also have this word, sati rite, which now, of course, is abolished because now it's artificial. But previously, it was not an artificial thing. The example is given to show that first we redevelop this relationship is forgotten because it's always there. That's another teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Our relationship with God is always there. Just as with your children, it's always there. It cannot go away. Once the child is born, from that point forward, you will always have a relationship with your child. It cannot be undone. Just like when I ring the bell, I can't unring it. It's rung. So our relationship with God has always been there. It's eternal. Always. We learned this week in our Bhagavad Gita seminar classes that we're having at Shekhar Agarwal's home, we learned that the soul is eternal, ever-existing, primeval. It always existed. If the soul always exists and God always exists, there's always been that relationship. Just right now, it's forgotten. So the Vedas points out, what is your relationship with God? Then there are functions, there are activities once that is accepted, because you don't have to accept it. For instance, a child may one day, it happens, I no longer want to be part of this family. We call in America prodigal son. It happened many, many times. A young boy coming from a very wealthy family rejects the family and wants to live a whole completely different life. So the relationship may be there, but you may deny it, or you may say, I don't want, you can have that. That's what an atheist is. Even though an atheist has a relationship with God, the atheist chooses, no, I don't want a relationship with God. For instance, I'll give you a practical example. Sometimes when I'm asked to preach in high schools and colleges, I will explain the topic of rasa, relationships with God. And so I'll put on the board the five basic rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. And I will say, now this of course presupposes that you want a relationship with God. And then I'll ask the class, those of you who are atheists, you don't want this relationship with God. That's fine. God gives you free will. He gives you that choice. You don't want to love me? Okay, I'll help you. If you don't want to love me, I'll help you not to love me. I'll give you such great intelligence that you'll forget about me forever. Great. All right, let's look at the purport. We have a message from the producer. We currently have 18 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol. So Krishna Kumar Das, we're on the purport to text 146. Thank you for joining us. The ultimate goal, love of God. No. Prayojana means the ultimate goal of life, the fruit. The fruit. For instance, going back to the example of the young girl and boy, eventually they produce a child. That child is their fruit of that loving relationship. So, when you reestablish your relationship with God by active service, the end result of that service, love. And it's reciprocal. You will experience God's love to you as you, and what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad, as you love me, I love you. As you surrender unto me, I reward. Except in the case of the gopis. He can't repay. In the case of the gopis, in the night of the rasa dance, Krishna says to the gopis, you love me so much, it's impossible for me to repay. So Krishna says, you're just going to have to be satisfied with loving me, because there's no way I can repay you, reciprocate for your love. And the gopis are fine with that, because they love him so much. I'll give you a practical example. A mother will love the child no matter what. No matter what. And we've seen classic examples. You know, the child may turn out to be a criminal, or this, but the mother will still have affection. She'll overlook. All right, the purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 5, Verse 5, which is, by the way, that chapter is Rishabhdev's instructions to his 100 sons. That's the chapter. Parabhavastavad Abhodajato Yavan Nijigyasata Atma Tattvam. A human being is defeated in all activities as long as he does not know the goal of life, which can be understood when one is inquisitive about Brahman. This morning, you were listening to Prabhupada Jivan Das explain Brahman. So this word Brahman, throughout the Vedas, there are many categories of Brahman. And yes, I mean, because he was reading right from Prabhupada's Gita, there is a materialistic conception of Brahman, which is what he was talking about. Here, Brahman means spiritual. All right, let's go on. So just keep in mind, there are different categories of Brahman. It is such inquiry that begins the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. A human being should be inquisitive to know who he is, what the universe is, what God is, and what the relationship is between himself, God, and the material world. Such questions cannot be asked by cats and dogs, but they must arise in the heart of a real human being. Knowledge of these four items, namely, oneself, the universe, God, and their internal relationship, is called Sambandha Gyan, or the knowledge of one's relationship. When one's relationship with the Supreme Lord is established, the next program is to act in that relationship. This is called Abhideha, or activity in relationship with the Lord. Krishna Kumar, what are the first two activities in relationship with the Lord? Yes, hearing and chanting. Very good. After executing such prescribed duties, when one attains the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, he achieves Prayojana Siddhi, or the fulfillment of his human mission. In the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra, those are synonyms, okay? These subjects are very carefully explained. Therefore, one does not understand the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, one who does not understand the Vedanta Sutra in terms of these principles is simply wasting his time. This is the version of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Can any of you tell me what is the, because I mentioned this last night, what is the relationship between Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedanta Sutra? By the Ra, that's the key. The writer's own commentary, or in movie terms, director's cut. In other words, and Prabhupada tells a very nice story. This, I think it's a book, Shahjahan, about Aurangzeb, actually. But Shahjahan is his father, correct? Who's locked away in prison. And all the activities of Aurangzeb are beating on Shahjahan's heart as he's locked away in prison. So people sometimes wondered why the book is called Shahjahan when it's all about Aurangzeb. So Prabhupada says the purpose of the book is known to the author. So Prabhupada tells this story in terms of Vyasadeva's the author of Vedanta Sutra. If he writes his own commentary, you're not going to get anything better. Which is why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas never wrote a commentary on Vedanta Sutra until much later when they were challenged. But for hundreds of years, the Vaishnavas and the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya, well, Madhvacharya did, but Gaudiya Vaishnavas never wrote a commentary because they said the commentary is already there, Srimad Bhagavatam, there's no need. But then they were challenged, so Baladev Vijubhushan was commissioned to write the commentary. And his commentary is called Govinda Bhashya, meaning the deity spoke the commentary to him. Pretty good. Still, I've tried to read it. It's not so easy. One of my God brothers did it, and maybe others. Maybe you could. It's too much for my brain. It's very technical. But you guys are engineers, so you have that kind of engineer brain. I'm Sudra, so I don't have that kind of a brain. Therefore, one who does not understand the Vedanta Sutra in terms of these principles is simply wasting his time. This is the version of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, verse 8. So this is a statement by Sutta Goswami, this verse. He's speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya. Yes. Dharma svanushtita pungsang vishpaksena katasuya notpadayed yadi ratin shrama evahi kevalam. One may be a very learned scholar and execute his prescribed duty very nicely, but if he does not ultimately become inquisitive about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is indifferent to shravanam, kirtanam, hearing and chanting, there you go, Krishna Kumar, your answer was perfect. All that he has done is but a waste of time. Mayavadi philosophers who do not understand the relationship between themselves, the cosmic manifestation, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are simply wasting their time, and their philosophical speculation has no value. Text number 147. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. When all the Mayavadi sannyasis thus heard the explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the basis of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, they spoke very humbly. So that's a sign of victory. Previously, they were not favorable. Now, because he has cooled down their minds, now they're treating him in humility. In other words, they're accepting him as superior. Just like Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Shishyaste Ham Chadimang Twang Prapanam. Arjuna had enough sense to say to Krishna, I'm confused, but you please kindly instruct me. Now I am your disciple. We're up to 23 devotees online. Say Haribo, please. Jai. Purport. Everyone who actually desires to understand the Vedanta philosophy must certainly accept the explanation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnava Acharyas, who have also commented on the Vedanta Sutra, according to the principles of Bhakti Yoga. After hearing the explanation of the Vedanta Sutra from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the sannyasis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, became very humble and obedient. Now, elsewhere, Prabhupada says, obedience is the first law of love. Which is why he would criticize people who say, I love God, but then they commit sinful activities. No, first you have to be obedient. A husband and wife. A husband has to be obedient to the wife, because the wife will give very good instructions to the husband. After all, he's her investment, Mangal Sutra. She's wearing for him. Just see. And the wife also has to be obedient to the husband. It's a cooperative relationship. Then it works nicely. So, obedience to God. That's why Krishna says surrender. That surrender means, if you want to go any place, first be obedient to me. Then we can go forward. But if there's no surrender or obedience, then we're not going to be able to progress. All right. Text number 148. Dear sir, you are Vedic knowledge personified and directly Narayan himself. kindly excuse us for the offenses we previously committed by criticizing you. So this is victory. This is waving the white flag. Okay, we surrender. Purport. The complete path of Bhakti Yoga is based upon the process of becoming humble and submissive. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. This is the same reason why when we enter the temple, we bow down in front of the deities. It means I am coming to be humble and submissive. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Mayavadi sannyasis were very humble and submissive after hearing his explanation of the Vedanta Sutra, and they begged to be pardoned for the offenses they had committed by criticizing the Lord for simply chanting and dancing and not taking part in the study of the Vedanta Sutra. We are propagating the Krishna consciousness movement simply by following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may not be very well versed in the Vedanta Sutra aphorisms and may not understand their meaning, but we follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, and because of our strictly and obediently following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is to be understood that we know everything regarding the Vedanta Sutra. 149. From that moment, when the Mayavadi sannyasis heard the explanation of the Vedanta Sutra from the Lord, their minds changed, and on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too chanted, Krishna, Krishna, everybody, always, purport. In this connection, it may be mentioned that sometimes the Sahajiya class of devotees opine, that means give their opinion, that Prakashananda Saraswati and Prabodhananda Saraswati are the same man. Prabodhananda Saraswati was a great Vaishnav devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prakashananda Saraswati, the head of the Mayavadi sannyasis in Benares, was a different person. Prabodhananda Saraswati belonged to the Ramanuja Sampradaya, whereas Prakashananda Saraswati belonged to the Shankaracharya Sampradaya. Prabodhananda Saraswati wrote a number of books. Among them are the Chaitanya Chandramrita, Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, Sangita Madhav, Vrindavan Shatak, and Navadvip Shatak. While traveling in southern India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Prabodhananda Saraswati, who had two brothers, Venkat Bhatt, who we studied, I think, 2 years ago. Do you remember? One of the first things we learned was the pastime Venkat Bhatt. He was the one that thought that Narayan was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to know, or Lord Chaitanya questioned him, how come Lakshmi could not enter the rasa dance, even though she tried. So we already studied Venkata Bhatt and Tirumala Bhatt, who were Vaishnavas of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhatta, okay. I will pronounce it the way you like. No problem. Who were Vaishnavas of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. All right, let's see if we have a problem here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. No, it's not frozen. I can't help you with there. It's not frozen on my part. All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. No, well, maybe so. No, it's back. It's right. Okay. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the nephew of Prabodhananda Saraswati. From historical records, it is found that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled in South India in the year 1433 Shakabda, or the Roman age, 1511, during the Chaturmasya period, and it was at that time that he met Prabodhananda, who belonged to the Ramanuja Sampradaya. How then could the same person meet him as a member of the Shankara Sampradaya in 1435 Shakabda, 2 years later? It is to be concluded that the guests of the Sahajya Sampradaya, that Prabodhananda Saraswati and Prakashananda Saraswati were the same man, is a mistaken idea. All right, text number 150. Thus, Lord Chaitanya excused all the offenses of the Mayavadi sannyasis and very mercifully blessed them with Krishna Nam. So this is externally why Lord Chaitanya came. Lord Chaitanya came to excuse all the fallen souls and give them the holy name of Krishna. We studied this at the very beginning of this chapter when we studied the Panchatattva, which is the first two parts of your homework assignment, going back to that first section. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the mercy incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is addressed by Srila Rupa Goswami as Maha Vadanya Avatar, or the most magnanimous incarnation. Srila Rupa Goswami also says, Karunavatirna Kalau. It is only by his mercy that he has descended in this age of Kali. Here, this is exemplified. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to see Mayavadi sannyasis because he thought of them as offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna. But here, he excuses them. Tan sabarakshami aparad. This is an example in preaching. Apani achari bhakti shikaimu sabare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that those whom preachers meet are almost all offenders who are opposed to Krishna consciousness, but it is a preacher's duty to convince them of the Krishna consciousness movement and then induce them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So you see, those of you who know me for so many years, I follow this. Whenever I get a chance, I get the audience to chant the Maha Mantra or chant the name of God. Because when I first read this 30 years ago, this made a big impression on me. I'll read that part again. Maybe. Look what Lord Chaitanya had to do. Trust me, it's not so easy. You better be very, very powerful. Generally, you preach to where there is good reception. Because you don't want to just waste your time arguing back and forth like these Republican debates. You know, everyone's just trying to put down the other. I've been in scenarios like that. You're just a waste of time. But yes, if you're able to, And if there is an actual honest exchange, yes. But we have an expression in America, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So, you should be careful. Very good. Very nice. Okay. I'm going to read that part over. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that those whom preachers meet are almost all offenders who are opposed to Krishna consciousness. But it is a preacher's duty to convince them of the Krishna consciousness movement and then induce them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Our propagation of the Sankirtan movement is continuing despite many opponents, and people are taking up this chanting process even in remote parts of the world like Africa. By inducing offenders to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. By the way, Krishna Kumar, your guru, in his earlier days, also preached in Africa in the beginning. And I was told by some of the devotees that in the early days, sometimes, they would be preaching in very remote villages. And they would, it was a very funny experience. They would take the prasad and they would sometimes dance and chant with us. And then as we were leaving, they'd throw stones. It was like, what? Doesn't make any sense. But they had sometimes this experience. So, we gave them. I don't know. I don't know. Do you know this devotee, Shuddhi Das? He was there. Yeah, you can ask him. He also was in Africa. I'm talking about the early days of the movement. There could be, you know, it's possible. By inducing the offenders to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. We should follow very respectfully in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, and there is no doubt that we shall be successful in our attempts. So Prabhupada, for preachers, he's always giving good encouragement for those who want to take up the preaching mission. Very often in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will give words of encouragement. Text 151. After all this, all the sannyasis took the Lord in the midst, and thus they all took their meal together. Purport. Previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had neither mixed nor talked with the Mayavadi sannyasis, but now he took lunch with them. It is to be concluded that when Lord Chaitanya induced them to chant Hare Krishna and excused them for their offenses, they were purified. And therefore, there was no objection to taking lunch or Bhagavat Prasadam with them. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that the food had not been offered to the deity, Mayavadi sannyasis do not worship the deity, or if they do so, they generally worship the deity of Lord Shiva or the Panchopasana, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Durga Devi, Ganesh, and Surya. Here we do not find any mention of the demigods or Vishnu. And yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted food in the midst of the sannyasis on the basis that they had chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and that he had excused their offenses. So this is very interesting. All right, text number 115. After taking lunch among the Mayavadi sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was known as Gaura Sundara, everyone say, returned to his residence. Thus the Lord performs his wonderful pastimes. Hearing the arguments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seeing his victory, Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra, and Sanatan Goswami were all extremely pleased. We recall way back when this section started, Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra were hearing so much blasphemy of Lord Chaitanya, and they didn't know how to counter, they didn't know how to defeat. So they were feeling so bad. So this was one reason why Lord Chaitanya decided to convert the Mayavadis. And that's why he inspired that Brahmin from within his heart to invite the Lord to his house, setting up the whole scenario. Purport. Here is an example of how a sannyasi should preach. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, he went there alone, not with a big party. Locally, however, he made friendships with Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra, and Sanatan Goswami also came to see him. Therefore, although he did not have many friends there, due to his sound preaching and his victory in arguing with local sannyasis on the Vedanta philosophy, he became greatly famous in that part of the country, as explained in the next verse. Many Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi came to see the Lord after this incident, and the entire city praised him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the city of Varanasi, and all of its people were very thankful. The crowd at the door of his residence was so great that it numbered hundreds of thousands. When the Lord came to visit the temple of Vishveshwar, hundreds of thousands of people assembled to see him. Purport. The important point in this verse is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly visited the temple of Vishveshwar, Lord Shiva, at Varanasi. Vaishnavas generally do not visit a demigod's temple, but here we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly visited the temple of Vishveshwar, who was the predominating deity of Varanasi. Generally, Mayavadi sannyasis and worshippers of Lord Shiva live in Varanasi. But how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who took the part of a Vaishnava sannyasi, also visited the Vishveshwara temple? The answer is that a Vaishnava does not behave impudently toward the demigods. A Vaishnava gives proper respect to all, although he never accepts a demigod to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this purport also, for me, teaches me how I should behave, how I should think when I come to this temple. Lord Chaitanya was regularly visiting the deity temple of Lord Shiva. If it's good enough for Lord Chaitanya, it's definitely good enough for me. But there's more. This purport is really good. So those of you on the internet, this purport is very significant. We're in text number 157 of the Adi Lila, chapter 7. In the Brahma Sanhita, there are mantras offering obeisances to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the sun god, and Lord Ganesh, as well as Lord Vishnu, all of whom are worshipped by the impersonalists as Panchopasana. In their temples, impersonalists install deities of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, the sun god, Goddess Durga, and sometimes Lord Brahma also. And this system is continuing at present in India under the guise of the Hindu religion. Vaishnavas can also worship all these demigods, but only on the principles of the Brahma Samhita, which is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I visited the temple in South India where Lord Chaitanya discovered Chapter 5 of the Brahma Samhita. It is a place in Kerala, and it's called the Adi Keshava Temple. In that town is a big, big Padmanabha temple. And although I was not allowed inside the temple, my sponsors did go inside. In that Padmanabha temple is a deity of Garbhodakshay Vishnu with Brahma sitting on the lotus flower. And the time that I went was Makara Sankranti. And on that day, the streets were filled with thousands of people. Everybody was going to the temple. And at night, they even had, you know how we have Christmas tree lights? And sometimes they make the Christmas tree lights look like Santa Claus. So on this temple, they had lights showing what the deity looks like. Garbhodakshay Vishnu with Brahma coming out at the top of the temple. So down the road from that temple is this Adi Keshava temple. This Adi Keshava temple is one of the few temples. Normally, in South India, the deity is lying down with the head left and the feet right. In the Adi Keshava temple, one of the few temples, the head is right and the feet left. Now, I will share with you a personal experience. Call me crazy. When we visited the Adi Keshava temple, it was like after 6-7 o'clock. There were not many people. And most South Indian temples, it's dark, they have candles. It was not like here we have bright lights. The temples are dark. So I went up. Now, if I remember correctly, this Adi Keshava temple is a deity of Mahavishnu. And I was able to get maybe this close, as you can get close to Lord Shiva. Call me crazy, but it appeared to me the deity was breathing. I know. You may say, oh, you're Sahaja Nirantara. I'm just telling you what I experienced. Then one Indian lady recognized that I probably was from ISKCON. She said, she showed me the actual spot where Lord Chaitanya discovered the Brahma Samhita. For me, that was worth the whole trip to South India. Going, that experience was so nice because Lord Chaitanya had visited that temple. Lord Chaitanya had seen that deity, and they showed me the spot where Lord Chaitanya discovered the Brahma Samhita. Just remembering it makes me feel so good. Jai Sri Krishna. Back to the purport. Vaishnavas can also worship all these demigods, but only on the principles of the Brahma Samhita, which is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may note in this connection the mantras for worshipping Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Goddess Durga, the sun god, and Ganesh, as described in the Brahma Samhita. That's why this purport is of particular importance to me, and anybody else on the internet or here, this is a major purport. Shrishti Stati Pralaya Sadhana Shaktir Eka Chaye Vyasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ich Chanu Rupam Apiyasya Chacheshta Tesa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bajami. The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit, spiritual potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord, everybody say, Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So this verse, there's a lot here. Notice external potency. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, there are two potencies. The other potency is the chit, spiritual potency. So Durga is the external potency. Radharani is the chit potency. All right? And it says, of the nature of the shadow. So that's something to very much think about, the relationship. All right, next verse. Shirang yatada dhivikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitata prithag asti heto yak shambhutam apitata samupaiti karyad govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. Milk is transformed into curd by the actions of acid. Yet the effect, curd, is neither the same nor different from its cause, milk. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a similar transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. So this is high level. This is you're coming to the postgraduate study of the science of God. These two subjects which we just studied, Lord Brahma's verse about Goddess Durga, and now Lord Brahma's verse about Lord Shiva. In one place, not here, but in other place, Prabhupada says, Lord Shiva is God in terms of the material potency. If you want to see God in terms of the material potency, Lord Shiva. When you want to see God in terms of transcendental potency, Lord Vishnu, Narayan, or Krishna. This concept Lord Brahma brings in, how yogurt is milk and it's not milk. This is the classic concept of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, achintya veda abheda, how something can be one and at the same time different. We are all human beings, but some of us are men, some of us are women. If you want to see the oneness, you'll see the oneness. If you want to see the difference, you'll see the difference. Or try to accommodate both things at the same time. So many concepts taught by Lord Chaitanya falls under this category of things being one and at the same time different. Next verse. Basvan yatashma sakaleshu nijeshu teja sviyam kiyat prakatayat yapitad vadatra brahma ya esha jagad anda vidhana karta Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord, everyone say, Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion Brahma, so he's talking about himself, receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world. When Brahma was questioned by his son Narad in the second canto of Bhagavatam, Brahma said, yes, many people think I'm supreme, but I'm not. That's called honesty. For that, Lord Brahma is to be glorified. That he didn't try to pretend to his son, yes, I'm... Brahma said, yes. Many people, when they see my activities of creation, may think that I'm supreme, but actually there's someone higher. And Narada, the reason why he questioned Brahma, Narada's very smart. Narada said, you know, when I see you doing penances and austerities, then I think, why are you doing that? For whom are you doing that? That must mean that there's someone above you. And Brahma said, yes, there is. And then he told him about Narayan, about Krishna. Sanatan says that. That will come later. Sanatan will say, people in general think that I'm a pundit. And he was a pundit. He knew different languages, Parsi. You know, he was working as the Nawab's right-hand man. So he was very, very, you know, learned. But he said, but not really. And that's why he wanted Lord Chaitanya to instruct him. Kayami, who am I? I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion Brahma receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world. Just as the sun manifests a portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear such names as Suryakant. Next one. Yat pada pallava yugang vinidhaya kumbha dvandve pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vihantum alam asya jagat trayasya govindam adi purushang tamahung vajami. I worship the primeval Lord, everybody, Govinda. Ganesh always holds his lotus feet upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head. So, Ara Ganesh here does have those tumuli, yeah? Protruding from his elephant head in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all obstacles on the path of progress in the three worlds. Is that why? Is Ganesh always the first deity in all temples? Yes. So that's why. Because he removes all the obstacles. One more. I'm not sure if it's the tusk or maybe something. I'm not sure. We'd have to look up this word tumuli. Okay? I'm not sure. All right, next verse. Yat chakshur esha savita sokala grahanam raja samasta suramurtir ashesha teja yas yagyaya bhramati samrita kala chakra govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The sun, full of infinite effulgence, who is the king of all planets and the image of the good soul, is like the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the wheel of time. So notice it says the image of the good soul. In the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, as the one sun illuminates the whole universe, one soul illuminates the entire body with consciousness. Continuing, all the demigods are servants of Krishna. They are not equal with Krishna. The word is asamardva. No one is equal. Nobody is greater than Krishna. Therefore, even if one goes to a temple of the Panchopasana, as mentioned above, one should not accept the deities as they are accepted by the impersonalists. All of them are to be accepted as personal demigods, but they all serve the order of the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, the impersonalists say, actually, these demigods are false. It's okay if you worship them, but you should understand that there's no such thing as demigods, because the only thing that actually exists is impersonal Brahman. That's Mayavad teaching. But they'll say, all right, you are neophytes, you worship. But when you become advanced, you'll realize there is no Ganesh, there is no Durga, there is no Shiva. All there is Brahman. Whereas the Vaishnava says, no, there is Lord Shiva, there is Goddess Durga, Hanuman, Ganeshji. They exist, but they are, as it says here, servants of Krishna. Shankaracharya, for example, is understood to be an incarnation of Lord Shiva, as described in the Padma Purana. He propagated the Mayavad philosophy under the order of the Supreme Lord. We have already discussed this point in text 114 of this chapter. Tara dosha nahi teho agyakari das. Shankaracharya is not at fault, for he has thus covered the real purport of the Vedas under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you remember studying that with us? We did that a few months ago. O Lord Shiva, in the form of a Brahman, Shankaracharya, preached the false philosophy of Mayavad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless said that since he did it on the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there was no fault on his part. Just like the government will send spies and agents, and those spies and agents in other countries will do so many things, even illegal things, but they're protected, and when they come home, they are given handsome rewards for their covert operations. So that's how we can see Lord Shiva in terms of Shankaracharya. He's doing a covert operation. We must offer proper respects to all the demigods. There it is, Prabhupada's instructions. We must. If one can offer respects even to an ant, why not to the demigods? One must always know, however, that no demigod is equal to or above the Supreme Lord. Ekale Ishwar Krishna ar sabhabritya. Only Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others, including the demigods, such as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Goddess Durga, and Ganesh, are his servants. Everyone serves the purpose of the Supreme Godhead, and what to speak of such small and insignificant living entities as ourselves. We are surely eternal servants of the Lord. The Mayavadi philosophy maintains that the demigods, the living entities, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are all equal. It is therefore a most foolish misrepresentation of Vedic knowledge. So we'll stop here. We're almost done with the chapter, right? How many more pages in your book? All right, so in our next class, when will that be? Let's see, next week I'm going. No, we cannot have class next week. I'm sorry. But we will have one more class, I think, this month. No, before that. There's Christmas 27th, I think. Because Christmas is on, is, no, that's right. You're right, Krishna Kumar. Yes. So it'll be, no, it won't be first because I have a program. I have a program. Looks like it, unless something changes. And we wound up with 25 devotees online. Very nice. So we're going to finish this chapter on in our next session. So now I have to think what should be our next. Should we do, I think we should do, who wants to have the next year's classes on Radharani? Okay, we'll do Adi 4. We'll start 2012 with Adi Leela Chapter 4. Yes, of course. Yes. All right. Let's see. I've been skipping around trying to find appropriate sections. Okay, Batuk, you're going to play harmonium? All right, play harmonium. Let me get my... Jai.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vannachari Jamuna Tira Vannachari Jamuna Tira Vannachari Namaste Narasimhaya
I'm singing these prayers for the benefit of Vimal Shah, son of the Shah family. May he be with Krishna or at the home of a pure devotee. Namaste Nara Singhaya. Pralhada Lada Dayani. Prahlada Lada Dayani. Itona Singha Paratona Singha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nasingha. Nasingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Nasingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Avakara Kamalavare Nakam Padabhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Ruha Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadish Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That concludes our class for today. Those of you on the internet, I will be back here at 6 p.m. tonight. The subject matter for my lecture tonight will be the topic of Shraddha, or faith, because the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is entitled Divisions of Faith. So that's 6 o'clock tonight. Right now it's 11:46. So hope to see you tonight. I will end by offering my blessings to everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpata Rubyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha, Pajitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.